All right, fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. I just want to do a quick solo episode here. I have some time to kill in my hotel room, and I'm excited to have this conversation here just briefly with you about something I'm seeing a lot of in our Facebook group. We have a free Facebook group called the Contractor Fight. So I encourage you to head there if you're not already a member of that and join over 5,000 other contractors. It's a great resource to pick other people's brains, obviously ask questions about running your business. And the cool thing about this group, guys, it's the unique thing, is that it is not one of these contractor groups where guys are just posting a bunch of their work and going, you know, hey, look how cool I am. Or it's very, we try to avoid tool talk and specific trade talk, and we really focus on business, right? Sales, marketing, leadership, your numbers, things like that. So it's a great resource for that, and I want you to all be a part of that. So it's a great place to go. Go to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook, and it'll take you right to the group. All right, so my topic here today is based on a question that I see almost daily in the group, and I'm pulling it up here, so I'm going to read it. It says, it's always a variation of this, you guys. Okay. And here it is. How long do you wait to follow up from a quote, or do you not follow up at all? How would you follow up without sounding desperate? Okay. And I have my standard replies and things like that, but I figured let's do a show on this. Let's do a podcast because this is a big deal. I remember back in the day, that makes me sound older, right? Back in the day, it was not uncommon for me to spend 4 or 5 hours a week making follow-up calls on proposals that were out on the street. And let me tell you right now, guys, having open proposals, open meaning they're in la-la land, right? We don't know what's happening with it. Having open proposals on the street is a terrible thing, okay? Now, some of you right away just turned this off, said, fuck you, Tom, and you left, okay? But bear with me here. Guys, you are not in the proposal writing business. You are in the check cashing business, okay? There's a huge difference. And so many contractors are spending a shit ton of time and mental energy typing up bids, typing up proposals, sending these things out. You know, you go meet with the customer and then you have this great rapport and everything's amazing and they love you and you're like, there's no way in the world I'm not going to get the job. And then what happens? You send your bid, you negotiate against yourself before you send it, okay, and you lower your price, okay, if you're like a lot of us have done in the past. And then you hit send. And then you sit there and you bite your nails and you hope that they're going to reply and go, hey, Bob, we love you. We want to go with you. All right? Guys, that is not salesmanship. As many of you know, we've been teaching a sales process called the Shin Fu in our Contractor Sales Academy. We've been teaching this for over 6 years. And the premise is this. I'm not going to go super deep into this, because it's not the total point of this show here today. But guys, we have a fundamental belief that your time is incredibly valuable and that you need to stop stealing your time from your family, okay? By going out to meet with people that will never be your customer, by spending time typing shit up for people that will never be your customer, for itemizing things 5 times for people that are never gonna be your customer, all right? For having to schedule and make follow-up calls and play phone tag and email and all this other stuff. And like this guy asked this question today, how do I do this, okay, without sounding desperate? Because I'll tell you right now, the number one thing I personally hate about follow-up calls is it makes me feel like I'm groveling for work. Will you please hire me? I know I came out and you really liked me, and I really want the work, you powerful, amazing potential customer, because I'm just the lowly little fuckhead contractor. That's literally the story that goes on in my head when I have to make a follow-up call. I hate it to this day. So many years ago, we created the Shin Fu, and it's rooted in you don't ever go meet with somebody that you haven't properly pre-qualified. You don't ever type something up for somebody and hit send without them already fucking knowing what it costs. And some of you are going, well, how the hell does that happen? Okay? So I'm going to give you a few ways here today that this can happen, because I've been talking to my team about this lately, and I'm like, guys, there's a lot of things that are in our control as a contractor where the prospect can actually know how much it costs before we spend ungodly amounts of time in the sales process that's stealing a bunch of time, money, energy, focus, all right, memories, all that shit, okay? We're robbing from ourselves all the time if we don't take control of the sales process. So I'm not going to go into the shin foo here today. We also have a podcast called Contractor Sales Academy Podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, it's me and my two business partners there, Steve and Derek. We shoot the shit on everything under the sun over there and have a good time doing it. So I want to share with you guys some ways that you can absolutely take control of the things that you have control over. One of the worst things we want to do is put ourselves in a situation where we're not in control. Okay? And so the very first way that you can have this money conversation with a prospect before you have to spend a lot of time jerking around, visiting the site, calling your subs, getting prices, back and forth, itemizing, calling vendors, all this other garbage, is to get your website in order. Okay? Guys, your website is the number one pre-qualification line of defense that you have, hands down. And so what does that look like? It means you talk about pricing. You have a pricing page on your website. And again, I can't go deep in all these here today, okay? But a lot of you right now are going, there's no way I'm putting my pricing on there. My competitors will know what I'm charging. Or I don't want somebody to go to my website and see that something's $5,000 and then not call me. Okay, guys, time out. That's exactly what you want, okay? You want the wrong people to get the heck out of your life. You want the right people to call, click the button and call you on your website or fill out the form on your website. And the way you do that is you give examples. You can have project profiles. You can have a pricing guide. Okay, I know a lot of guys that we work with, they have a pricing guide. So it might be like, hey, if you're looking to have your kitchen remodeled, you know, a kitchen like this could start at this, and the sky's the limit on the price. The one pictured in this article right now was $63,000. Okay. Of course, just like buying a vehicle, there's lots of options. There's upgrades. There's things that we can do to, you know, to adjust the price up or down, depending on what you want. Okay, guys, it's about being transparent. It's about being honest with people. It's about being upfront. Because what's happening on other websites right now that are mostly not contractor websites, they're websites like Home Advisor and Angie's List and Thumbtack and all these other things, and all those third-party sources that are writing articles, because people are typing into Google, how much does fill in the blank cost, and they come up instead of you, the contractor. Okay, so your website is an amazing way for people to know how much something costs before they step into your world, before they waste your time and all this other shit. Second thing, guys, and with your website, it's blogs, it's a pricing guide, it's all that stuff. Second is social media posts. I would love to see more contractors take this beautiful little thing in my hand called my cell phone, if you're not looking at the video here, and I'd love to see you record a video on a job site and talk about the job site. Hey, we're really excited to, you know, be here. We're in XYZ town or subdivision of a certain town, okay, whatever. Hey, we're in Banning Lewis Ranch here in Colorado Springs, and we're really excited to be out here today to stain this fence. You know, before we stain it, we actually have to wash it, and we got to do a couple repairs on it, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to apply, you know, this product, and maybe you show the product and all this other shit. And then you go, hey, typically a fence like this that's not in too bad a shape, okay, to be totally done properly so that it's going to last many years and a great warranty and blah, 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 and you know, you basically go to work one day, you come back and it's done and it's off your to-do list, is going to cost you around, you know, $8,000 or whatever the number is. You know, if the fence is in really bad shape, it could be, you know, 10 to 12 if there's a lot of repairs and this and that, or if we have to strip something, whatever. Guys, you're the expert in your industry. Okay? So social media posts, that's very similar to the website shit that I was talking about. All right? But again, the more you are creating content and you're being transparent around pricing, the right people will call you, the wrong ones won't. Third way, and I'm going to wrap it up with this, is the Shin Fu. Okay? It is our pre-qualification method that we teach people to get on the phone before we run out there, and we have an open, honest conversation, and there's five things. There are five steps, all right? And in those five steps, you will be able to identify buyers from liars. You'll be able to weed out the tire kickers that are going to just waste your time. You're going to be able to do that without spending hours in the sales process, behind the windshield, typing shit up, calling your vendors, all those other things. So guys, I want to inspire you to take control of the things that you can control. Take control of your content on your website, take control of your social media, and take control of your pre-qualification process. All right? So listen, before I get out of here, I got two asks. First ask, give us a review. If you've never reviewed us on the Contractor Fight podcast, totally would love a review, because we want this good shit that we've been pushing out for many years, we want to get it into the ears of more home improvement contractors so we could raise the boats, raise the tide, right? And we're only going to do that by exposing this good business stuff to more contractors. That's actually going to make your life easier in the long run. As we all rise up, the industry changes and we bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Second ask I have for you is, go download this guide that we have. Go to contractorsalesacademy.com/cheap. All right, we have a guide there that you can pick up for free that will get you started down the path of being able to identify the cheap, tire-kicking, waste-of-time clients or prospects that will never, ever be your client, okay? We want to weed them out so that your time, your energy can be spent on the people that are actually qualified and excited to spend a bunch of money with you for the high value that you deliver. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.